My publisher uses an online web application for managing the back and forth of the various drafts of my chapters as they're prepared for publication. And I have to review them and check them and stuff like that. Now, what's quite interesting is the fact that it's actually quite difficult for me to find the particular chapter or whatever that I'm supposed to be reviewing. And the reason for this is because the application doesn't support URLs. There aren't individual URLs to the different files. It's all kind of Ajaxed up and JavaScripted up, and so it's hard to give a direct link to an individual file that I'm supposed to review. So when my editor writes a email to me asking me to look at a particular file, she has to give the path and the kind of directory of navigation that I have to use in order to reach that file. You can't just put in a link. And this seems to be a reoccurring problem that I'm seeing with more and more web applications and even some websites. You can't directly link to content. And that is a real flaw and a real problem that exists. And it's a throwback to the days of frames, for crying out loud. That actually it's really hard to get at a specific piece of content and to be able to bookmark that piece of content or to be able to pass that piece of content on. And it doesn't need to be like that. If you go to, say, headscape.co.uk, and I admit that this isn't the most obvious of things, but if you go there, we do have a lot of content pulled in via Ajax. Yet, because we're using the Jeremy Keith's coined term of hijacks, it means that when you go to any particular link, you can right-click on that link and copy the URL, and it gives you access to the content, even though, under normal circumstances, the content is pulled into the same page when displayed. Go and try it, and you'll see what I mean. So the long and the short of this is, if we're going to be using things like JavaScript and Ajax, we need to make sure that we're not breaking the fundamental kind of navigational system of the web and not breaking the browser in the process. I mean, this problem actually extends beyond just things like linking to a certain page. It also applies to back buttons and browser history and various other things. So be careful when you're building your web applications and ensure that you consider these kinds of things and whether they're relevant or not. They're not always relevant. You don't always need to be able to link to a specific piece of information. But in something like the system that I'm using with my publisher, you certainly do.